This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code GWN639. Liquid Web. Save 33% off VPS hosting with code VPS33OFF. ButcherBox. Get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts. Tech for Less. Get huge discounts on the world's top brands. Save 5% off with code MMA Nuts at techforless.com. Defense Soap. Used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 339.
339-er.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for our fans, Rock Live, Tweet Serious, and Ridiculous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's going on? You fired up? Watch a little Bellator 179. You're so intense, you're about to shit your pants.
Yes. I had someone I know shit their pants today, yesterday.
Good.
Walking in the park.
Male or female?
Male.
Oh, that's too bad.
The fact that, the fact that he admitted to it was pretty funny, but yeah. He apparently he had some bad lunch and just couldn't make it to the bathroom.
I know what that's about.
He was out in the forest preserve and just it was go time apparently.
Hey, sometimes these things happen.
Yeah.
Your pantalones negros.
Exactly. But Bellator.
Yes.
Let's talk Bellator. I don't know, man.
Corey McDonald making his Bellator debut at 170 pounds versus Paul Daly. Mm-hmm. Takes a man down. But first off, how about that Rory McDonald body type?
Looking sharp, Matt. Very nice and skinny, lean.
Yeah, super lean, right?
In the face, especially.
Six packed up.
Oh, yeah.
A little back knee going on again?
Yeah, wondering about
back
that.
Back in the game?
Don't know. He got
back
a little
leanish.
Didn't take a lot of damage to the face, which is good.
About zero because he did about 15 seconds of stand up and right to the takedown.
Yeah.
About two for two for the takedowns.
I would do that too. He's a pretty crafty grappler and I don't think he uses it as much as he should.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to brawl, which is not good when your face has been caved in multiple times.
I'm kind of impressed. I don't know about you, but taking that amount of time off
and
coming back and didn't look like he missed a step.
Well, there's been a lot of people recently who've said ring rust is bullshit. So I wonder if that's true.
Maybe.
Depending on how you train.
Yeah, I think it depends how you train. Like, I think the guys at TriStar are probably pretty smart about their training. Mm-hmm. And when you think about who he's training with, is he training with GSP? Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're high level. The other thing that I thought was interesting, well, Rory's supposed to fight the winner of, the fuck was it, Larkin and Lima?
Yes.
They're fighting for the title in Madison Square Garden, come up here shortly, so Rory's going to get winner of that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about Rory's sponsor situation? Did you notice he came out, he just had the Everlast shorts on and only the Monster Energy drink, and he said that his strategy was to go after the bigger sponsors and not, like, whore his shorts out. Like, he's like, yeah, I could have made more money if I just whored my shorts out. I'm just going after the long-term, bigger plays. I think Benson Henderson was trying to do that, but he wasn't super successful.
Yeah, it's definitely a strategy. I don't know what he's getting paid, if they will release that or not.
I don't know. I want to say it was less than his Reebok money, but you'd got to think if he's a fight away from the title and more than likely would win the title.
Yeah. He probably has some bonuses built in, I would guess, right, in the whole equation. It's certainly a strategy. You know, why not? Why not give it a try? What do you got to lose? Everlast got big money, you know? Monster. It's got big money, too.
He's wearing the Monster shirt, Monster hat after the fight.
Oh, yeah.
So he maybe was happy after the fight, too. First time, I think this guy has shown emotion in 16 years.
Making
don't know.
That money.
Bellator's paying. Paid.
Yeah, Bellator pays him well, too. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out if he continues to do that or if, you know, one of his sponsors. Some guys have, you know, if you could have exclusive sponsorship, if the sponsor's big enough, why not? Take the money.
Yeah, there's a good story. You know, you were talking about sponsors, and I forgot. Shane Carwin was on Reddit, and he had made a post and saying something to the effect of when he fought Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what the exact amount was, but he said he made something like $1.5 to $2 million just on that fight alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because whatever his payments were, he got a $1.25 million bonus check from Lorenzo and Dana.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think he was on a 50 and 50, like 50 to show, 50 to win, just because that fucking pay-per-view, remember, was a huge one. Did it like over, I don't know if that one was over a million. But,
that was that 100?
Well, no, that was the 116, but I think it was a pretty solid, probably pay-per-view buy, right? Because you got Brock Lesnar, and he was always drawn huge.
Hell yeah.
But then he also laid out all his sponsor money, and he was just getting, like I got three boats. What are you doing with boats? Sold them all, and then just mad money from sponsors, and people were paying him monthly. And he was saying that it really comes down to your management. Like, all these guys right now could even be getting good deals from outside of the ring sponsors if they had good management. And that's why he decided to go into a management role now. So he's doing sports management.
Taking his cut.
Yeah. Because he knows the game, allegedly.
Smart guy. I can see that happening. So not that personable, it seems, but maybe behind closed doors.
Do you think he is the least personable out of all the fighters anytime they give an interview?
He might be. I wonder if he's like this in meetings. He just sits there and just...
That's a little threatening. He threatens me. He's too big to be in a meeting.
I don't like that deal. Give me something better.
With all the steroids he's allegedly on.
I'm gonna eat you if you don't give me something better.
Start with the fingers and then work my way up.
He's the biggest hands in the UFC. The guy's frightened.
Even bigger than Brock.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't remember. 4XL, something ridiculous.
Yeah. Giant.
Yeah.
Scary.
What else we got? UFC retreat. They just hauled in all the fighters and go. Mm-hmm. Everyone came to Vegas. First time to get to meet with the big time management. And apparently we had 3 strikes at this event. First strike, they have an Anheuser-Busch rep who's there and preaching to the fighters. Apparently he's wasted out of his mind. It's 10:30 a.m.
Why? Why is he wasted?
I don't know. Everyone's asking for video. No videos have posted.
Vegas, though. Maybe that's why. He lost track of the time.
It was, I guess, real ridiculous.
Maybe he's from Sweden. It's really 10 p.m.
Maybe he's in the wrong time zone.
Yeah.
And it's all clear.
He forgot.
Good. That's strike one. Then some other fighter, I forget his name, stands up and starts just fucking going off about the Reebok deal.
Okay.
It's like, what is this Reebok deal? I'm losing all this money and blah, blah, blah. To the point where they said it got so awkward that they escorted him out of the fucking arena.
Whoa.
That's strike two. Strike three is my favorite one. So I guess, remember, excuse me, Angela Magana had posted all those crazy tweets about Chris Cyborg.
Oh, yes.
With the face and the mask and all this shit. And Chris was like, hey, you want to come down and spar me? Let me know. Well, apparently, Chris ran into Angela.
Uh-oh.
And was none too happy, and a little altercation happened.
Today?
Yeah, and then Chris fucking socked her in the face.
Nice.
And they said she rocked her and then busted up her lip, so.
Okay, is there going to be fines involved?
I would imagine so. And I think Beck Rawlings says she has video of the incident, which is a little weird because it almost sounds like if she has a video, was the other girl provoking Cyborg to get the response necessary? So I would imagine video of that is going to come out, but. Are you okay with this?
Yes.
I like
it.
So okay
with it. I like it. It's like Diaz, was it Shamrock? Diaz, Lawler? Who had the brawl? They had the brawl.
Diaz, everybody.
in the hospital.
Mayhem, Miller, Diaz, Riggs in the hospital.
Riggs, that's it, yeah.
But I love it too because if you're going to talk some shit and you got to be prepared to back that up. And the Cyborg's ready to back it up.
Well, everybody's a big warrior behind the keyboard, right?
Of course. Especially when you're not in the right weight class. You shouldn't be popping off to someone that's bigger. And sometimes you need to get put back in line.
Yep. Smack that hole.
Right. I mean, you brought that on yourself.
I wonder what if she pimp slapped her?
That'd be, ooh, I want video of this. I want to see how hard she bare knuckle fisted this chick.
Nah.
That sounded really bad. You could interpret that in a lot of different ways. Whatever.
I'm thinking, Matt. I know what you're thinking.
I'd watch.
Probably would.
Who's the man to be denied? Do you have any news, or are you?
I'm still keen on this McGregor Mayweather thing.
Okay.
And they I know last week we said that they were gonna maybe do it, but it's official. McGregor's side's done. Yes. Done. Dana said he's working on Mayweather. It sounds better than it did a week or two ago.
Right.
So, do you think this fight actually? Does it happen? What do you think? Are you feeling it?
It's so hard. Everyone's saying this was the easy part. you know, to get the McGregor side done.
Really?
But now you got to negotiate with Mayweather, who, remember when he was trying to fight Pacquiao? I don't remember how many years that went on, because it was almost like
IV stuff and all these drug tests and back
almost
and forth.
Like letting Pacquiao try to age a little bit more, so
yeah,
he's not as good of a fighter when he steps into me. I don't think he has to fear this with Conor, though. I don't think you have to play the game. I think this is a squash match for Mayweather, so
maybe he's a little bit afraid of him.
Why?
Because he got fucking horseshoe up his ass.
He's got no boxing.
He has a horseshoe up his ass, though. The guy is crazy. He'll probably knock Mayweather out in the first round.
If he could touch him, I think he touches him.
You don't think so? You think he's too fast for him?
Yes.
Maybe.
And if for a guy that's been boxing his whole life versus MMA, like we were talking before, there's too much thinking going to go on in McGregor's head of he's not going to be able to flow. He's going to be thinking the whole fight. Like, I can only use hands. Only use hands, and that for his game, completely off. I thought he's gonna be shooting takedowns, but I can't be throwing kicks. I can't throw elbows. I can't be as creative as I normally am.
Yeah.
So, if I'm Mayweather, I just sign it. It just comes down to what is he gonna accept? What's a fair
$500 million?
do you think it's like 50-50? Do you think Mayweather is gonna let a 50-50 fight? Yeah.
He's probably 70-30, I would guess.
20 maybe.
That oh wow.
I don't know if it'll be that egregious. Well, think, what did Pacquiao get? Was it 300 million to 150 million? So he got like twice.
Yeah.
Man, was it 75-25? I don't know. It ain't gonna go 50-50. I could see 60-40.
Yeah.
But I just don't think Mayweather lets it go that high.
Don't think so.
I think that's where the stumble block is, right?
The money is the problem. Yes, Mayweather is greedy as hell. This guy who's burning $100 bills on, remember that?
Yeah, but isn't this going to be the biggest pay per view ever?
I think so.
They can pretty much charge whatever they want. It's going to be a fucking
$200.
I don't know about that, but $100 for sure, and 99. The biggest pay per view buy in history.
Yeah,
$10 million
easy.
Oh, it's and $100, and plus the tickets. Oh, fuck, you sit ringside at McGregor versus Mayweather?
$50,000 probably, if not more than that.
Merchandising and all the craziness that goes in there. There was another question I had. I was going to save it for later, but I'm going to ask it now. So say this fight happens. What sponsors are on McGregor's shorts if they do McGregor versus Mayweather?
Oh, does he get Reebok?
That's why I'm wondering.
Reebok?
Is he going to show up in the Reebok gear? Is it going to be a UFC logo?
It might have to be.
I think a UFC logo has to
they
be
They have
there.
To put a UFC logo. I'm sure that'll be in the contract. But I would say UFC and Reebok.
Ooh.
Those two combos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Think. And then how much do you think that space is worth to put a logo on his shorts for going to be the biggest fight in combat sports history?
What's the worth?
Is it a million?
Probably.
A million a logo?
Yeah.
He should fucking NASCAR that shit out.
Look at this leg, 5 million. Yes. This leg, 7 million.
He's going to wear like, extra I don't even shorts. Know what those things are
that's
called.
Crazy, yeah.
Like pasture knees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the boxing
chicks
style.
Things. Uh-huh. Chick shorts, whatever those things
yoga
are.
Yoga pants?
Maybe.
Capris?
Yeah. It's like a little longer than a short, but not quite pants.
Uh-huh.
I think he's in.
I'm into the fashion, man.
Good for you. You want to talk about fashion? I was going to save that, but.
Go ahead.
I can bounce over. So apparently, Reebok's coming out with this new style of clothing.
Oh, the capris?
It's calling it a re-romp, and here's how it's described. It's built for bros. The re-romp will keep you cool in more ways than one. Made with active chill technology and a reflective zipper. This romper combines the benefits of an active life and effortless style. Embrace the season's coolest new trend, perfectly paired with classic leathers. Here's a picture of this fucking monstrosity.
Oh my gosh, what is
so it's like a shirt and shorts, like a onesie is what it looks like.
Why
maybe a hoodie?
Why don't I wear this?
I'm wondering, is this the new UFC like fight kit? Is this what we're gonna see the fighters coming out in? Is Conor McGregor gonna wear this to the Mayweather fight?
How do you take it off?
I don't know. I don't know.
All the way down.
I don't know how this works, but what? Is this a joke? A late April Fool's fucking thing? I don't know what else to say about that. Moving right along.
Can you talk about the big news, please?
California State won?
Yes, I'm going to get to that.
California State Athletic Commission just passed some new weight-cutting regulations, mm-hmm. and I'll lay them out, and then we'll kind of discuss it. So the big takeaway is we're doing licensing by weight class. So fighters to select the lowest weight class they'd like to compete in, followed up with questioning relating to dehydration by the commission. A physician must certify that the fighter can safely compete at the selected weight class. That's one. Two, fines for missing weight. 20% fine for fighter missing weight equal half to the commission and opponent. Further, 20% fine if the fighter who missed weight wins any bonus, the amount of which goes fully to the opponent.
So up to 40%?
20% for the fighter missing weight, and a further 20% if the fighter who missed weight wins any bonus. But typically, the UFC doesn't give out a bonus if you've missed the weight.
Even if it's like crazy.
I don't know if that means you're, like, say you win the fight, the win bonus. The fighters that miss weight don't get that extra, like, performance of the night or fight of the night bonus.
Okay.
So three additional weight classes, 165, 175, 195, 225. New weight classes, each individual fighter has more options to select a weight class closest to their walk-around weight.
Okay.
And it depends on the promoter whether or not they're going to add the weight classes. So as I think it was Andy Foster who was putting this together, he's the head of the California State Athletic Commission, didn't want to get rid of 170. So he's saying it's kind of open whether or not the promoter wants to enable these or not. And then four, there's weight class restrictions for missed weight. So fighters who fail to make weight on more than one occasion will be recommended to move up a division until a physician can certify that they're able to compete at the lower weight class.
Wow.
And the commission will have the final say.
No kidding.
So that's huge.
That's a big one, yeah.
And then they're going to do these secondary weight checks. So a further weighing of the fighters on fight day to ensure fighters have not put on more than 10% of their weight back on. Fighters who put on or put back on too much weight will be recommended to fight at a higher weight class for future bouts. And seeing how Cormier just weighed fucking 234, he's right in there.
He put on 35 pounds real quick.
Something like that. And then the last thing, weight tracking. So they're going to weight check you 30 days out and then 10 days before a fight to record fighter progress. So we got all that going on.
Mm-hmm.
The first event this is going to happen at is UFC 214. John Jones versus Daniel Cormier. And go,
mm-hmm.
What are the ramifications?
I think that fight will have a lot of problems. Cormier will probably miss weight and lose his 20%. John Jones might get popped for some performance-enhancing drugs, but he also could potentially miss weight and or be recommended to move up in a weight class because there's that criteria about, you know.
10%, right? Both of them.
Yeah, they're both guilty. They're both definitely guilty of that.
The funny thing is this all ties into my grand scheme of, I think Cormier misses weight, and here's the perfect opportunity to. He weighs in the 10% over, recommended to move up to heavyweight, fights Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight title. Stipe loses, only defends the title twice.
And Cormier becomes a two-title champion.
Yes. He's going to lose to John Jones.
Oh, he's going to lose first.
But.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. What if they both have to move up then? Then they got to fight at heavyweight.
There you go.
Shit. I love this. I love these new things and go.
I would like to see them fight at heavyweight.
I would like to see both of them at heavyweight. I think Cormier is hurting himself. He's doing a disservice to himself right now at fighting at 205.
Plus, think about it. You could eat fried chicken. You love fried Popeyes? Popeyes.
Yes.
Yeah. He wouldn't have to starve.
Food's not racist.
No, it's not. Why do you keep saying that?
Because I love to say that every time. Because people are like, fuck you. You can't say
it's not
the black
racist
guy
thing.
Likes fried chicken. Like, yeah, he can. Because
fried chicken. Popeye's fried chicken's
you're freaking racist.
I'm racist against chickens.
You
right?
are.
I want them dead and fried and in my
I
mouth.
Eat so
okay?
much chicken.
I want them to melt in my mouth.
Might even rape them.
I like breast in my mouth, Matt. Mm. Lots of breasts. Just, wah.
You know what that's about.
What?
Chicken.
Yeah. what?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. What were you saying? It's moving up in weight class,
yeah.
Fried chicken. The Cormier wouldn't have to starve himself.
We've seen him be dominant. He won the fucking Strikeforce.
And John looks a little more sluggish at heavyweight, though, so he has a better chance, I think.
Maybe. Anthony Rumble Johnson will come back at heavyweight.
Yeah.
When he's had enough of this pot business. He's like, man, this is kind of boring. I want to get back in the game.
I don't think he's going to have enough of it. He's going to be getting stoned all the time.
Maybe. But this will be fun to see. I can't. This is one of those things where, like, oh, what's gonna happen? Only good's gonna come from this.
Yes.
Because we're addressing the biggest problem in MMA, which is the weight cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme, severe,
insane.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All good things, man.
Get your popcorn out. Get ready. I got to cough again. I'm sorry.
Don't ever cough, man.
Battling the illness over here, and it's the beer is not helping.
It's got the hiv.
The smooth. I got to take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like choking me on the way down.
Is it?
The liquid, yep. It's actually making it worse. I want to cough more. It's all right.
Hmm.
What did you think about this Mighty Mouse interview the other day where he was talking about Ronda Rousey? And he said, you got your ass beat. Grow the fuck up. It's mixed martial arts. I don't want to be like that. If I lose, I'll be like, I lost.
Easy to say when you're not losing.
But... do you like a man showing a little more personality from Johnny fighting a weight class I don't give a fuck about?
I do, but I wish you wouldn't be picking on the woman.
Hitting a person when they're down?
Yeah, it's like a whole, like, you know, I mean, sure. I don't know. Plus, Ronda Rousey could probably have you for breakfast. He weighs like 120 pounds.
I'd watch that fight.
Yeah, dude, that'd be interesting. I wonder if... They should do it naked.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would just spell trouble, though.
All oiled up. See what happens. See if she can get a grip on that little fat, fast fucker.
Too slimy.
That guy's too fast. He cannot grab him.
But then they'd be so slippery, they'd be like falling because they're fucking mats all greased up.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
They need socks on. Give them at least socks.
Oh, yeah, oiled up with socks. That's going to help. All right,
black
fine.
Socks.
Black socks.
With... not racist.
What? It's always with the racist. Black socks, white socks, purple socks, orange socks.
I don't know. I think it's good that the man's showing a little more heat, a little more fire. Doesn't mean I'm going to care about his fucking fight, but...
no.
You know, a lot of people got angry. I'm going to mention this. When I talk about Joanna Jędrzejczyk and how boring her style was.
They did.
It's okay to... like people or not like people. It Everyone's is. Got their own preference. Right? I don't like a lot of people fight style. When someone's supremely dominant, I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Except
I got
Amy
to the point with Ronda Rousey when she was super dominant. I said, I need some parity. I want a little back and forth.
And you got it, yeah.
You know? When someone's winning in 13 seconds, I don't feel like I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, I'm not a fan of the lighter weight classes, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you guys like them. I don't.
Yeah.
I got to change, and I'm going to say it, so, you don't like it? Eh.
Tough titties.
Tough titties, little brown kitty.
There you go.
I'll just keep running around here. Let's see. We talked about weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Bellator. Talk about Mighty Mouse. Let's talk about Tyron Woodley.
Oh, yes.
So, this week... so we're getting to see another side of Tyron Woodley. I'll post some videos. You see him training with a backpack with 100 pounds on him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brian Stann backpacked him during the UFC Tonight show just to show him what it was like. So he jumped on his back during the broadcast and then gave him the backpack. Said, you better start wearing this. And then you saw him and Damian Maia hanging out at the,
being goofy.
The UFC summit.
Seems odd that they
jumping on
do
his
that.
Back and they're goofing around.
Damien's scoping out.
Did you notice how much taller Damien was than him?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He looked like a different weight class.
Yeah.
Mm,
but Tyrone is a big dude, too. It's just he's short. Interesting. Almost seemed like... I wish this is a Tyrone we'd get all the time, kind of. Like, he's being more personable and not so money.
Well, I wonder if maybe under the camera and the interviews and all that, he kind of... you know, he seizes up and becomes all business, like, you know.
Yeah.
But now he's in his element, he's more relaxed. It could be something along those lines. Or he just gets nervous and wants things the way he wants them financially. And, you know, I don't know. But I like to see the fighter's personality. I always thought he didn't have any personality until this week. You know, or his personality.
Well, he's still talking about, I don't know who I'm going to fight next. Because I would fight GSP.
Yep.
I'd fight Nick Diaz. And I know Damian deserves it, but...
yeah,
I I'm at this point, like, that side pisses me off.
Yeah.
I feel like we got to get back to the rankings to some extent. And if you're a champion, you should not be able to dictate who the hell you're fighting.
No.
Number one contender. That's who you're fighting. Boom. Unless we're doing a champion versus champion thing. Like, Conor fighting or stepping up to fight Eddie Alvarez to take two bouts.
There
you go. That's a super fight. And even the Nate Diaz, that was just a fight on short notice, if we go back and think about it. Mm-hmm. Then he lost, and he wanted to get another one back. So it's not like Conor's doing all this crazy shit. He was doing a short notice fight, lost it, wanted to get one back, had the title still at 145. Whatever. It goes up to 155, gets that one, loses 45. Mm-hmm. Probably going to lose the 55. I don't know if I can know.
Don't say that, Matt.
But I just, I'm sick of all these champions, and it's like Michael Bisping and GSP. Enough of this shit. Go back to just fight the next guy in line. What are we doing there? Is Yoel Romero supposed to fight him now, and then Bisping said he's injured?
Yeah, maybe like a six-month kind of thing from what I read.
So now they're talking about that interim title that they wouldn't do for Anderson Silva versus Yoel Romero. Now it's talking about Yoel Romero versus Robert Whittaker for an interim.
Romero's going to be like 50 by the time he gets his title shot. And Damien, he'll be in the grave. Give me the title shot.
Are we still under the assessment that Maya's not getting his title shot?
He's not getting it. Universe will not align for him to get his shot. Even if he gets the shot, that fight won't happen. There's something's going to happen.
Well, if we're going to play this game, then fucking interim title it.
Okay.
For Damien. Damien versus whoever for an interim.
He will not be satisfied with the interim belt.
I know, but then this is the point that I've been hearing is if at least if you do the interim title, that guarantees you're fighting for the title next because you have to solidify the two belts.
Does it?
Yes.
Hmm.
Max Holloway, Jose Aldo. That's the next fight that's happening. Max has the interim. He's fighting Jose now.
But it's UFC and they can fuck around any way they want.
Of course, but they have to get back to some form of legitimacy. And as I say, give an interim belt out because how else could, well, it's really just to guarantee the guy you want to get the title shot to get the title shot. And we shouldn't have to go to interim belt, but they're being so goofy with this shit. That's the only way it seems you can lock up the title shot because a man's word isn't a man's word anymore.
Getting worked up. I like it. Preach on. Let's
Dana
go.
White, give what the me fuck? Give me. The man his title shot. He All said.
Right. I'm buckling in.
He said it, right? He just told him. Yeah. He won. You just beat Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah.
Split decision, wasn't it?
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. Got the win. Backpacking him. Backpack. Mm-hmm. You can win by holding a man down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, you like it when it's Damian Maya, but you didn't like it when it was John Fitch.
It's because it's a friend of a friend. That's the problem.
Ah.
We're a little biased towards Maya.
Yes, a little bit. Okay.
So, maybe she gets his title shot. I don't know what else to say. Get back to legitimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like we're as you lose legitimacy, you lose some of the viewers, and there's that trust level of you guys are supposed to be the Premier League, the NFL, the NBA. You're one of the professional sports leagues. You can't be doing this non-title bullshit. You can't have your champions be calling out guys that shouldn't be getting title shots.
No. Well, Woodley has way too much say in all this. It seems shouldn't have this much say. You know, what happened to the days of this is who you fight? Sign the contract.
And I mean, maybe there's a difference if you've defended the title 10 times.
Yeah.
Like, you barely defended it twice, right? Like, a draw and a loss. Like, not like you're out there knocking fools out in 13 seconds since you've gotten the title.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see.
We will. Mm-hmm. Move right along. What else we got?
I got nothing else.
I'm going to flip back through. I think we might be at Ask the Nuts. Add one other thing. No, I'm missing. Darren Rovell of ESPN tweeted out. He was talking about the NBA. It was an interesting point. He was saying the Cavaliers jersey deal with Goodyear. He said it's in the $10 million a year range.
Whoa.
And the Warriors are expected to get $17 million a year for a logo on their jersey.
Okay.
And their logos are so tiny. I don't even remember how big. It might be a 3x3 inch logo.
It's pretty small, yeah.
It kind of blends in. You can't notice. It's not like the Reebok thing.
Yeah.
And I forget, what was the Reebok? Was it 5 years and $70 million, something like that.
It was 5 years. Yeah, it sounds maybe $50 million. I don't, was it as high as 70? I don't remember.
So I mean, it's almost kind of in line with what the UFC is getting, but I feel UFC, like the exposure for Reebok is so retarded. It's not just one team with their own sales. It's just everybody. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And someone said that if the UFC continues to pay out, I think it's, if they go along the lines of where they're already at with Reebok, they're only going to pay out about 50% of the Reebok money.
Yeah.
And remember when the deal came out? 100% of the proceeds going to fighters. 100%. That's it.
Everybody's got their hand in the pockets. Got to go upstairs first.
Administration costs didn't go.
They went up ever since Reebok came on board.
Yeah.
More things to manage.
And what? If you're the new owner, wouldn't you want to get some more in there? Wouldn't you want a little Monster Energy? Wasn't that the deal? Wasn't that how they sold it to the fighters? Hey, we're going to have to start with Reebok, but then we're going to get more people in. And you guys are going to get a bigger cut.
But we all continue for the last 10 years to buy this line of bullshit they give us, and then it just becomes something else. Dana said, there's no fight. This is not happening. And then it happens. Dana says, this is happening, but not that is happening. And then the other thing happens. And mm-hmm. they keep lying. They lie. They're liars.
Yeah.
Why do they keep lying?
Well, how can they get away with that? Isn't there some legal recourse? The man says, hey, we just got this Reebok deal. 100% of the money is going to go to the fighters.
Because he can say that, but that's not what it says. And as forceful. You know from talking to several UFC fighters behind closed doors about the contracts, it's pretty much, you don't like it, fuck off, sign it, or fight. And these are our rules. Agree, or have a nice day, sir.
And we can cut you at any time. And
that's right.
Bye-bye.
Yes. It's a 15-fight contract, but we can cut you anytime.
Right. Your next fight, you're going to make $2 million to the show and $2 million to win.
Cut.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah. So it's not surprising.
We'll see what happens. Let's do some ass and nuts.
Please.
Moving right along. Let's go. Which fighter would be the most successful without their corner during a fight?
Without their corner?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just think about some of the quality corners that you've had out there.
I think John Jones would be all right.
Yeah, you got to think about who are the fighters that really need their corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. When I think about who needs their corner, mm-hmm. like a Cowboy Cerrone comes to mind.
Oh, he needs his corner. GSP needs his corner.
Yeah. I'm not saying those guys are mentally weak.
Mark Hunt would be just fine.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
For sure. And well, he's a first rounder, too. Like, uh-huh. whatever. How about a Matt Hamill? He doesn't need his corner.
Yeah. Because he can't hear
him. He can't hear him, but it's neither here nor there. Still the only man to defeat John Jones. What? Sandblasted prostitutes!
Sandblasted prostitutes.
Yeah, that's what Cormier was saying to John Jones at the press conference. Oh. Remember they're arguing back?
That's
like, I don't know, you're going to be all coked up and sandblasted prostitutes. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, sandblasted prostitutes?
What does that mean?
Oh, thank you. I'm let's see if I can recollect. He said it came from Luke Ruckhold. Uh-huh. He thinks it's his boy. I guess it's like you dumping out a bunch of coke all over your hookah, your prostitute. Then you go, you blow it all over, like as you're sandblasting her.
The coke.
Yes.
That sounds expensive.
Oh, yeah. But you're balling. You got so much money, it doesn't even matter, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much coke costs, but it can't be cheap.
It can't be cheap. Wait,
I don't even know if that would be fun. Would it be fun? I don't want to waste all my drugs.
If you're really rich and you didn't give a fuck, maybe.
You're super balling then.
Okay. Different level. We'll get there.
True.
Or not.
Yeah. Who else would not? Who would, we're all over. Who else would benefit without the corner? Maybe Honda Housie.
Well,
I don't feel like her corner especially. Helped yeah. or hurt. No. I feel like it hurt. Senior Christensen on Twitter asks, can you each rank your top three least favorite fighters of all time?
Ooh.
And then we'll hit our favorite because I want to do the flip side of that coin.
Least
our
favorite fighter.
Least favorite. I'll go first because it's easy for me. Dominic Cruz. Mighty Mouse.
Uh-huh.
I might go old school to John Fitch. Because remember back in the day, that guy would kill us.
Yes, he would.
Would you call him the sleeping pill?
Yeah. Or the snuggly blanket? Yeah, sleeping pill. One or the other.
Yeah.
He was the sleeping pill. Least favorite fighters. I got to go with Mighty Mouse is definitely on my list. Unfortunately. Sorry, Mighty Mouse.
But he's a pound for pound.
Yeah. No, he's not one of my favorites. I also do not like... And I have to say, I'm not a John Jones fan. Don't like him. I know he's good, but I don't like him.
Fair enough.
And then my number one would have to be... What's your third that you named?
Fitch.
Oh, yeah. Cruz. That's really old school.
Like, Cruz is number one. And then it's Mighty Mouse. And then I had to go old school for Fitch.
Yeah. Golly, that is a good question. Probably going to have to go with... Agreement on Dominick Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah. So we agree on two. Dominick Cruz is... And the Mighty Mouse are similar. Who else is...
It's movement. It's too much movement.
Yeah.
I always... I'm too fucking stupid. I can't keep up. They're too fast. Mm-hmm. I don't need my guys running around the whole fight.
Nope.
Like, you can be tactful or... Yeah.
But not tacky.
Right. You can't be run-aroundy.
Run-aroundy. Yeah.
That's all. What do you think? What about your top three favorite fighters of all time?
Oh, that's easy. BJ Penn, Chuck Liddell, and I'm going to have to go with Brock Lesnar!
Yeah, I like it. I was debating to put him on my list.
Yes.
And for me, obviously, number one is Rich Franklin.
Of course.
Always a favorite. Still argue one of the best five-round fighters out there.
Probably. Except against Anderson Silva.
Well, against any southpaw.
Yep.
He had trouble with the southpaws. Number two would probably be a Chris Lytle. That guy never put on a boring fight.
Good point.
Always entertaining.
Lights out.
And I think number three, that was a toss-up because I was thinking about Brock Lesnar, but I'm going to throw a little Mark Hunt in, even though of late he's getting a little crazy with all the lawsuits.
All the damage to the head.
I'm just such a big fan of the one-punch walk-off KO. Yeah. Like, who does that? And then you see other people trying to do it and not being successful.
Yeah. Mark Hunt does that.
Yeah. And it's a thing of beauty. Mm-hmm. Al Miner asks, Anderson Silva threatened to retire and almost got no response. Is it because most fans think he should call it a career?
Yeah, it's weird how quickly he's become somewhat irrelevant, you know, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, I wonder if that Weidman, it seemed like once that happened, the chink in his armor was established. Especially the first loss, and then the second one.
That's right.
And people fluke, not, nah, doesn't matter, he lost two.
The dick pills and all that, too.
Yeah, that was a big problem with the Nick Diaz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, I'll agree with that. That may have been the bigger taint on his career, mm-hmm. was the steroids.
Yeah,
right?
Because now you've got to put into question labeled. Everything before that. What's the story there, you know?
Good point, yeah. Yeah, so should he retire? I can't say he should call it a career at this point because he's not getting finished. And he's still competitive. And he almost, you know, look at go back to the Bisping fight again. Flying knee.
Should
have been over. Like, Bisping should not have been champion. Illegitimate champion right now. Brandon Mason asks, do you also find John Anik's voice annoying or is it just me?
I have to agree with you. He gets in that upper register sometimes. I'm like, please.
And he's Johnny Ad Boy right now. Every fucking round, he's got to tell you. Halo 7 coming out on May 17th.
Brought to you by Corn Nuts.
Corn to the core.
Yeah.
Like, really, if we've already bought the pay-per-view, do I need to sit through more ads and more commercials?
They got
to
make their money, Matt.
How about the shorts? Isn't there a perfect opportunity to put maybe another sponsor on so you don't have to berate me with another ad?
Could be.
Just saying. Mike Smith Rivera asks, buy or sell the better pay-per-view main card, UFC 202 or UFC 189? And we'll lay them out. UFC 202 had Conor versus Nate 2, Rumble killing Glover, Cerrone versus Story, and Mike Perry making his debut and KOing whoever. I can't see the name. Can't pronounce it. UFC 189 had Conor versus Mendez, Lawler versus McDonald, Jeremy Stevens fadeaway flying knee to Bermudez, and Thomas Almeida Nasty flying knee on Pickett.
I'm buying that. Sell the other one.
I gotta go with 202 because that Connor versus Nate 2 fight was one of my all-time favorite fights.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I think that can carry my whole card. Just that fight. That was the fight where I said I'd watch these two guys fight forever.
What about Lawler-McDonald? That was on that second card.
Yeah, it was a great fight. But I like the parody. That one seemed more of a beatdown. You know?
Yeah, well.
That was just showing how tough Rory McDonald is. I'll fight you till my face falls apart.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
It is. But I like the parody of that Diaz fight. And I also like the story of McGregor trying to figure out, okay, I got my ass kicked at 170 because I came in with the wrong strategy, and now I got to come back.
And he almost did it again, ran out of gas.
But then he found a little juice, you know? So I just love that back and forth. Like, oh, my God, because this guy loses a second fight, he's fucked. The career is over.
Yeah.
Just the horseshoe. Like you're saying, he found that fucking horseshoe. Frank Mir.
Knock out Mayweather. The left, probably.
Yes. I feel like there was another question in here. Rory, Rodrigo Machado? I got to go back. I feel like I missed one.
It's time!
Yeah, I feel like we're there. All right, it's time! Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather travel the world and make your dreams come true or stay at your hometown for the rest of your life with your true love?
Ooh, I got to go with my dreams come true. What do you mean, my true love? Is this a person or a thing? What is this?
I don't know.
It's an open-ended question.
Me and my dog.
You and your dog.
True love.
True love. I gotta go with my dreams come true. Isn't it this? I don't know. It's a confusing question.
Well, your dreams come true could be with your true love.
There you
go. It
could
be wherever.
Exactly.
I see how it twists all the questions.
I like it.
Would you rather jump off a cliff with a bungee or climb it with equipment?
I'll jump off.
I'm just thinking about my spine. I don't like the idea of my spine going, and then going.
Is that bad for your spine?
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? Think how much you stretch, and think how much it snaps back.
I didn't know that. I never thought of that.
I think I'm climbing, even though that's going to be a long and tedious process. Maybe a little more dangerous.
Maybe.
Thinking about the health of my back.
Okay.
I think that's more important.
It's when you know you're getting old.
Yes. Would you rather live with your parents forever or get married to a complete stranger and not be able to get a divorce?
Oh, God.
It's a no-brainer.
The stranger.
Complete stranger, and I'm not fucking living with my parents
I could kill that person, though. She could disappear.
Arsenic.
Sorry, she's not. I don't know what
happened.
She's
got a gluten problem. Got
she wrote a note, though. Dose. She said she had to leave. Sorry.
Yeah.
Arsenic. What the fuck?
I don't know. Neither here nor there. Fuck, marry, kill, the Marvel movie franchise edition.
All right. Let's go.
I should have pulled it up on my phone. I forgot about this. So we got the Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Scarlett Johansson. Uh-huh.
Nice. Very nice. We got the Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen. I don't have the best picture.
I know who that is.
Smoking.
Yeah.
We've got Agent 13, Emily Van Camp. Cute, but it's tough to see. I couldn't find a good picture.
Yeah, there's... we're going to have to marry this one.
Okay.
We're marrying Emily. We're going to kill her, and we're going to... Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. I'll give her the best 2 minutes of her life twice. That'll be great. She's one, hot, two. Though.
Yeah.
She's super hot.
Yeah, I think I'm marrying Scarlett Johansson.
Are you? Oh, man.
That looks like so much fun. You don't want to run. Mm-hmm. And one time in the Scarlet Witch, even though I think the better play is probably to marry her... Cause she's so loaded with all that fucking Olsen twin money,
that's right,
like Full House and their fucking line of bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's what's crazy, because when I watched that movie the first time, I had no idea she was one of those little Olsen twins that were on fucking Full House. Mm-hmm. Oof. Times are changing.
Uh-huh.
Knowledge, you got anything for this week? I don't
knowledge wise
knowledge. Finish more beer.
You're gonna finish your beer. I'm trying to think if there's any knowledge I have that would make sense. No, not really. Not
really. Watch the TV, getting fed up with the shows, as I was telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Watching this show, why can't the guys ever win? Watching another show, like an hour long, can be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
American Gods. I'm out. Watch one. First episode I was kind of in. Out.
Yeah, just like that, huh?
It's not like that fucking Westworld bullshit where I couldn't figure out what the hell's going on. No, we got Game of Thrones. When's that supposed to start?
July.
Soon. It's supposed to be April, motherfuckers.
In July.
What was the deal with that? Why?
Because of the snow. I think they need the winter to be happening.
Need some epic shit. Yeah. It's time for a good show. Ready. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
This is a good show, Matt.
It always is. Every week, 7 years plus.
We money!
Do this something 65. Why stop? Let's just keep going.
Forever? It'll be old
Why
and gray.
Who gives a fuck? It'll be fun to watch. Like, okay. Here's where we were at year one. If we don't have 1,000 episodes, this whole thing has been bullshit.
Well, we have a way to go.
We're only at 339. We can do it.
Okay. 1,000.
We'll start doing 2 a week.
Oh my god. Okay.
There'll be so much content, you'll shit your pants.
Okay. Literally.
Like in a park.
Yes.
Man. Right? Yeah. Wasn't a female.
No female.
Okay. That's it.
That would be
Shut
a better
down.
Story.
I know. That's what I was hoping for.
That has been this week's edition of Every Nuts. My name is Michael.
We agree with. Place the plans.